Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Children of sex, and we are all children of sex and death. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, sex is what brings us into the world, as well as motivates us to stick around for a while until death embraces us. Tis the season of the Death Star. Yes, indeed, the dying of the planet in the fall. Oh, until, of course, the baby Jesus is born again. Actually, ours is a baby Jesus butt plug. Yeah. So, it's Kink Month, brothers and sisters, and yes, if you're tuned in live to drsusanblock.tv, it's smack in the middle of Kink Month. Yeah, I need to really smack this thing. So let's do it with my Abby Graydonis latex dress. Smack in the middle of Kink Month is where we are. If you're tuned in live, yes indeed, just as the good people of Good Vibrations made May into Masturbation Month. Woohoo. So, the kinksters at the stockroom, which is where we got our luscious hand and foot cuffs, have designated October the month of Halloween and fear and sex and death. Yes, indeed, this is Kink Month, brothers and sisters. When we play with our fears, when we turn our fears into turn-ons. Mm-hmm. Kink Month. Smack in the middle. Yes, indeed. We're so excited. We kicked off Kink Month with a smack. And Stacey McGuire, Lady McGuire, visited us. And we continued last Saturday with the famous Sherry Rose and Rhiannon Ahrens, as well as the amazing Dom Porcelain Midnight, a.k.a. Mistress Porcelain Midnight, who gave us these beautiful roses, brothers and sisters. She sent roses. Thank you, Mistress Porcelain Midnight. Flowers can be so kinky somehow. Yeah, especially if they have thorns, which these don't. But some nice thorns would feel good on a good masochist butt. And we are going to explore masochism, sadism, bondage, and discipline. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Discipline, as in the bonobo way of the femdom apes, which involves a kind of discipline that, gives you a lot of intensity without killing you. That's right. Bonobos are the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. And they have a lot of sex. That has something to do with it. And they are female empowered. In fact, you could say they are the most femdom apes on Earth. Yes, indeed. There are some pictures if you're watching DrSusie.tv right now. Oops, they went away. But pictures from our trip to the San Diego Zoo. And Opera for Bonobos is now playing on DrSusanBlock.com and YouTube. That's right, opera. And you'll enjoy how this fabulous opera singer, Kasha, sings for our 24th wedding anniversary. And the symbol of 24th wedding anniversaries is, of course, musical instruments. And watch how the bonobos react. Yes, indeed. One bonobo in particular actually claps for the opera in appreciation, or maybe rhythm, or maybe both. And they have a lot of sex afterwards, too. It's so exciting. So, Captain Max, happy Kink Month.
Yes, Dr. Susie. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Kink Month. What are we going to do this month?
Well, what are we going to do this month?
We're not very kinky.
We're in the middle of Kink Month.
Well, we're in the middle of Kink Month, but we're not very kinky.
What do you mean we're not?
Well,
we had a very kinky show last week.
Well, we had a kinky show, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. We always do.
I'm wearing my Abigail Greydonis latex dress.
My mission in life is to pervert at least one person a day.
That sounds very kinky.
Loosen up.
Yeah, loosen up your kinks. And sometimes you need to be
life
tied
is
up
too good. Yeah,
in order to be up. Loosened up. You know, tying up can loosen up
that's right.
your kinks. And sometimes being put in a cage is what liberates your inner bonobo. It's also known as letting your kink flag fly, brothers and sisters. So, you know, that's what we do here. And tonight, we are very excited to share our Kink Month smack in the middle with Madam Sydney Jones.
Yeah.
And she is a birthday girl tonight. Come
oh,
on
goodness.
Up on the bed. Madam Sydney Jones, it is her birthday. Yeah. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Welcome back. You were here for
you have to turn up her microphone back there. Hello? Or turn it on?
Check, check.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Better.
We're
there
doing
is.
Good.
Okay.
We're almost as good as NBC now.
So you were here a few months ago
yeah.
with goddess Fae Black and the Femdom Four.
Yes, Fae Black is sort of my mentor.
Sort of.
Yeah. We're also colleagues.
Yeah.
So. Well. But I love her.
Colleagues, friends, fellow Doms.
Yes, and we beat people together.
And fellow San Diegans. And
there you
beat
go,
people
see?
Together. Wow.
Right there.
There you are, together and beating someone silly. Wow. Or certainly.
We didn't do such a good job on that mummification because we were filming a clip, so it was just kind of like a...
Just kind of a quick, fun
quick.
Thing. Look at your hot butt right
there.
It is. Wow. So as I understand it, we may be able to see that butt and do certain things, but not spank it.
No, you can't spank
no,
me.
No, not that spank. Not that butt. But, ooh, come hither, she says. And she
gotta show off the hips,
will
know.
Spank you for your
exactly
sins and for her birthday, right?
Yeah, because I don't get my own birthday spankings. I give them out.
Ah, have you ever gotten birthday spankings like when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You did when you were a kid. What was that like?
Well, like actual birthday spankings or discipline spankings?
Oh, discipline spankings. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Tell me about the discipline spankings, I guess, or the birthday spankings,
yeah,
or both.
I've had both. My parents were spankers.
They were spankers.
Yes, they were.
And
spankers?
It wasn't often. I would say maybe it
sounds like Trumpers.
Seven times or something.
I would say Trumpers are probably spankers in general.
Well, that's what I was
of
thinking.
Children,
I, of
not,
children,
you know. And then there's the pussy grabbing. Right?
Non-consensual spanking.
Non-consensual
spanking. That's what the GOP is.
Good.
Grab our pussies.
No,
yeah.
Pussy that's what grabbing.
That's what's happened in America.
Yes. Now
oh
we
my
have
God,
lost
that's
it.
So messed up.
We have a motto here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. We have an outreach program in which we say, don't be a small-handed pussy grabber.
Don't do it.
Okay? Before you hurt another pussy or your reputation, call us. We can help.
We're available 24 hours
help.
A day.
Right.
They can't
the
really hand with
world.
The they can't help with the small hands, but with the pussy grabbing.
No.
Yeah.
They
no.
can't. They can't. Although we do support Mistress Tara Indiana. There she is. Mistress Tara is running for president, and she has what was the Twin Towers doing up there? Okay, okay. Don't go crazy with these inserts, guys. We have a kind of an interim staff going right now, going crazy with inserts. But there she is, Mistress Tara Indiana, whipping America back into shape.
That's
and
it.
She is. Sending 1,000 tiny dildos, I think even tinier than the baby Jesus butt plug here, to Donald Trump in the Trump Towers in his office. And
he's getting hundreds of these things.
Yeah, hundreds.
Every day
least.
We have a penis delivery.
Yeah. Small penis delivery.
It's a small penis delivery.
Right, right. Where are the big ones? The huge ones. I'm huge. Please. No, Donald.
Small penis humiliation all the way. He's really into it, I can tell.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You feel that
absolutely.
He is into it.
Oh.
It's not just
yeah.
something we're into.
No, he's really got a small one.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what Mistress Tara thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way he acts? Absolutely.
Uh huh. Uh huh. By the overcompensating. That's been your experience. There's
yeah.
There's overcompensation.
And the way that he believes that he owns women, I think, also is like a. A sign
An
of it.
Overcompensation,
yeah.
wanting to take possession of the woman or grab the pussy.
By the pussy.
Right.
Good old pussy grabbing.
It's the grab the pussy party.
It's kind of funny. You know, I mean, it's very funny, let's just say. But it's kind of awful.
It's awful.
When you
awful,
think about, yeah. like, that woman who was in a nightclub. And suddenly his hand is up her skirt and he's grabbing her pussy.
I would beat the shit out of him.
All right.
Like, literally.
He might be coming by here tonight. We're going to see. You know, it is Halloween, and all there right. are some monsters around. And
yeah, a lot of Trumps around.
Yeah, some Trumps around. Although, I think he's gone through some transformations in the process of, you know, running for president and handling
talking to the people
talking to the people
countryside.
There's some level of transformation
all those people in the countryside.
That I think you know has gone on with Trump So I think we're going to see that in a moment here on the show. I think he's going to make an appearance that will show
I don't know if he's coming,
but he's here. Oh my goddess, there he is. And look at that. He woke up and he show yourself to the people here, Donald. Donald. Yeah, we know you've got some small hands.
Welcome, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, Mr. Trump, look
at this. Thank you so much for...
he has transformed.
Stopping by with your busy schedule.
I don't know if he was under a sun lamp or, it's a sun lamp too long, but your face is still orange.
Your hands are too short, like your penis.
I think Donald Trump now feels, show your hands, Black Lives Matter. He's gone through a transformation. So, you know.
Great.
But we're going to have to beat you anyway because of your, come on.
Just because of your past, nothing else.
Because you're Trump.
And here we go. First spanking of the night from Madam Sidney Jones is of Trump. Turn sideways so people can see who you are. Yeah. And... boom. Trump is getting it. Beat Trump is our motto here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. So,
goodness.
He's getting it.
Lord.
She's warming up. She's warming up. Take that for your pussy grabbing. Small-handed pussy grabbers, you will be spanked. Oh, ass punching. That kind of feels good. Yeah.
Ass punching?
It's kind of like a massage in a way.
All right.
Oh, right. Hey, yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, honey, would you punch
and a little
my
slap.
Ass, please?
Oh, and one spank with the bonobo way.
What?
Yeah, get him, Dr. Susie.
He needs to get
great.
It.
Great. It's all great.
With the good book. That's right, Donald.
The good book, yeah.
Learn the bonobo way.
Stop
of
grabbing pussies.
Dom power. You're going to have to. All right, be on your way. All right, let's hear it for Donald because, you know, now Black Lives Matter. He is a changed man.
Changed man, right. Changed man.
I do have hope.
I feel the Lord.
And, you know, a little sex therapy, a little humiliation therapy. It is a form of therapy, humiliation sometimes.
It is.
It's a Zen thing. You know, sometimes you got to be put in your place in order to relax, right?
Yes, it's very true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, someone like that, you know, who's always getting yes, 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 has got to be told no.
Well, his ego is so huge, he needs to be brought way down.
Huge!
Huge.
Right. Okay, so we did that. All right, you feeling good? You got your first bank. Birthday spanking of the night in.
I did, yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. But let's go back to you as a child.
Yes.
You were spanked.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you were a little kid, when you were a teenager?
Yeah. No, it probably stopped by the time I was 9 or 10, because after the first couple, it didn't really have an effect on me anymore.
Uh-huh. Did you start turning
around?
I was
humiliated the first couple times, but then after that, I was just like, yeah, all right. And
mom and dad spanked you?
Whatever.
It was mostly mom. Mostly mom.
Uh-huh. Mostly
my dad,
mom.
He did threaten me with a belt one time, but I went and ran in my room and put a book down my pants, down the
Whoa,
back.
Whoa, you were very creative.
And I came out and he saw it and he was like, laughed and was like, get out of here. So it never happened.
Wow. Well, you know, studies All have right. shown that people that are into spanking, either giving or receiving or both, are people that have been spanked as children as well as people that have not been spanked as children. Actually, being spanked as a child does not say whether you'll spank or be spanked.
Be
later.
Spanked as an adult.
Not really.
Although, yeah.
Although
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, spanking is so much fun for a lot of people. It's for some people it's got this memory, mm-hmm. but for some people it's just that, you know, that feeling of having your ass...
It feels like eating chili powder.
Well, it can also induce a lot of endorphins
yes.
to release.
Yes, it's
so
physical.
It's like a little drug.
Bonobos do it. They whack each other, you know. I mean, and I don't know if
you know, they have corporal punishment, but there is some whacking going on. No killing.
Just a little spanking.
Exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah. So, okay, so you were spanked as a kid with religion? Was there some old-time religion mixed in there?
What?
No, I mean, I was raised Christian, but my parents weren't that. They weren't religious zealots or anything like that. So.
They didn't use the Jesus jackhammer dildo on you.
No, they did not, thank God. That would be awkward.
Yeah, that would. That would be terrible. Parents don't do it. Yeah. Actually, I say parents don't spank your kids. You know, I think that spanking should be for consensual adults only. But, you know.
I agree.
What are you going to do? So, okay. So when did you decide that you wanted to give the spankings?
How are you doing?
Actually, in preschool.
In preschool.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, I didn't play doctor.
Oh,
I would.
Hey, Max, Max, we hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people.
Who are you seeing?
Here,
we want to know, though. Max, who's there? Yeah. Oh, he's not. Okay. Now he's off. All right. So back to you. And so in preschool, you decided you wanted to give a spanking.
Yes.
And what were the circumstances?
Well, I didn't play doctor. I played house. And so I would be the mom.
Oh,
and everybody
the mom.
Would get in trouble. And I'd throw them over my lap, pull their pants down. Yeah. And I didn't think anything of it until one kid kind of got up. I used to do that under the bed
in Italy.
I'm sure you did.
When they had those high beds. You know, metal.
Are you talking about spanking the monkey or spanking somebody?
Oh, no. Well, we did that, too.
Come on, Max.
Yeah. The girl got smacked by her father all the time.
The girl?
Yeah, the girl. Yeah, it was terrible. It really had an effect on my life. No, really.
What girl?
This girl that I played house with under the bed.
Oh, the girl you played house with
<one.
laughs> got spanked.
Now we're here. Now we're all together.
Yeah. No, Max was spanked a few times, and also when you made out with some girl in a southern camp or something.
Oh yeah, I got whacked with a
2x4
a religious camp.
Yeah.
And I got whacked with a stick with a piece of lumber actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Almost a 2x4.
So that didn't fare well for religion.
No.
And now here you are running a spanking show. So, okay, so you spanked a girl when you were in preschool. And when did you start spanking boys?
I spanked boys and girls in preschool.
Oh, boys and girls. Yeah. And did the teacher have anything to say about
that? No, it was like outside the treehouse or whatever. It's on the playground.
Okay, I gotcha.
I was incognito.
And did this just continue into your dating life, or
it did?
Yeah,
yeah. As a teenager, I would definitely tie all my boyfriends up with my ballet tights.
With your ballet tights, mm-hmm. You were a ballerina.
Mm-hmm. I've danced since I was 3.
Ooh, wow! Do you still?
I do.
Really?
Not ballet though.
Yeah,
it's torture.
Ballet is torture.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You like to torture other people.
Yes. Yes.
I gotcha.
3 years in toe shoes was enough.
It does help you to wear the high-heeled boots, I guess.
That's torture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wearing
they're nothing compared
shoes.
To the ballet shoes.
Yes, the ballet shoes are torture.
It ruins the feet.
Right.
It can.
You know, it's
beautiful.
A beautiful art.
It's very beautiful.
You know, it is very beautiful, and we appreciate all those ballerinas.
Yeah, we appreciate all of them.
Suffering for our
pleasure.
There's
some that we don't appreciate.
You really do. It is really a lot of suffering.
Yes, it is a lot of suffering. So, you know, that, I guess, is almost like being a submissive.
Yes.
To your ballet instructor.
Oh, absolutely.
Who's forcing you to get into these pliés.
And yes,
things.
And they came around and they would hit you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make you talk right in the microphone.
All right.
Yes, yes, right there. Like you're giving it head, but don't slobber on it.
I won't, don't worry.
Right. Okay, so, so you are really a natural dominant who has also kind of put herself through these interesting submissive trainings like ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Or did your mom make you do that?
Oh, no.
That was you.
That was all me. My mom was actually never wanted, she was afraid she'd be a stage mom. So anytime I'd be like, I don't want to dance anymore, she'd let me take a break.
Ooh.
So she always kind of let me dictate that part.
And when did dancing turn to domination, professional domination?
Oh, I've only been doing it professionally for about a year and a half now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been a lifestyle for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem so pro. Look at you in that picture. You're very pro. Okay. Yeah, that is a compliment.
Wow.
You know, you
thank you.
You pull it off. But so you were just doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I took a break from.
Can we get away from that picture now? And so, yeah, guys. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're going back.
We're back. Okay. Well, there she is, Madam Sydney Jones. And can we get back to the live show? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Whoops. Yeah. Okay, let's stick with the live show. In fact, I notice that you have a sissy maid here.
I do.
Ah,
I do.
Yes.
And by the way, my darling Bonoboville crew, I can hear you talking anxiously amongst yourselves, and somebody might get spanked because it is a spanking show. So, sissy maid Bianca is here. And yes, she's got that little gesture.
On
and sissy maid is on her knees,
wow,
dressed in latex. Yes, we're all in latex.
Beautiful.
Tonight. It's really, really kind
very
of
nice,
a latexy show. This is a very kinky material. I am in my Abigail Gray Donis latex dress. And are you wearing someone, as they say on that?
The dress is Siren Latex, and the corset is Torture Garden, I believe. Is that
Torture
correct?
Torture Garden.
Bianca?
Bianca.
My late, this, the corset? Is it Torture Garden?
The corset
Garden?
Is House of Harlot.
House of Harlot.
Oh, Bianca has it at her fingertips. Very
mm-hmm.
good. And what is this sissy maid outfit?
The dress is by Honor in the UK, and the apron and headgear is by House of Harlot.
House of Harlot. Okay, we are all decked out for
Hold
cake
on.
Month. Oh, more.
There's and panties.
There's panties with, you know, some ballies hanging out. Yeah.
Oops.
Show, you know, you got to show the camera that because you're very naughty to let your balls hang out there, sissy maid. Yeah. Open up. Yes.
Look at their
ruffles. Look at the ruffles. Ah. Ruffles have ridges, and these are red ruffles right here. Very, very red ruffles that look like they are going to need to get, yes,
Do you
want to
put your ball back in there?
Thank you.
Oh.
Fix that.
Oh, we need to fix. I thought that was on purpose.
No.
No? You know, so I think that Sissy
she needs to keep her parts inside
does
her pants.
Need to get spanked for that. That's a major wardrobe malfunction, letting your balls hang out of your panties when you're a sissy maid, isn't
when
it?
You're a sissy,
okay,
yes.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Terrible.
I think
very offensive.
I would like to get some corroboration
like
on this, so I'm
Trump
going to just
sure
introduce
stuff,
Nurse Jay Tirico. Jay.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Dr.
Thank
Susan
you.
Block Show to Bonoboville. And yes,
balls
Jay's
are
balls are very much... you know, kind of
mostly.
Neatly encased. Mostly, right.
There you go.
Oh, now the other one's hanging out.
You know, Jay might have to get spanked for this. But look at those panties. Excuse me.
Can we see them?
No, really. These are amazing
Let
panties.
See.
And yeah,
oh.
the balls are totally hanging out.
Yeah, that's
excuse me. Jeez. Shoot these. Yeah. Yeah.
Balls.
There's balls hanging out of these nurse... Jay,
could you put your balls back in there,
yeah.
please?
Trying to. Okay.
Okay. Really, Max
things.
Would like a nice feminine effect. Okay. There's something about sissifying that can be difficult.
This is hard.
Yes.
The guy's got
it
big
can.
Balls.
You know, when these guys have their balls and they get all excited, and their balls
in.
Start rolling around like they're in a bowling alley. I mean, balls everywhere.
Well, that's why it's often the best to keep your sissy in chastity, so everything's kind of
in a
neat
cage.
Little cage.
In a cage. You're nodding, Bianca.
She does have one, but we didn't get to all that tonight.
Do you like to be in chastity?
Yes.
Oh. Tell us why.
Please
talk into the microphone.
It's very liberating.
See, there you go. Put in a cage, you release your inner bonobo or your kink, your kinkster, your inner kinkster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does that work for you? What is the process? Like when you're put in the cage, do you feel confined or liberated right away? Or how do you feel? Do you feel punished or do you feel rewarded?
All of the above.
All of the above.
Wow, a whole bunch of stuff. Uh-huh. And how do you feel in putting someone into chastity, is that a certain power?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting the mic. That's okay. My bad.
Yeah, you're so bad. But it is your birthday, so we won't spank you.
No. Nope.
So you can take out all your badness on, you know, your charges here. So so Sissy Maid has been your Sissy Maid how long?
We've been playing on and off for a couple months, but she's not particularly mine. We just play a lot, and she likes to buy me pretty things and serve me.
Serve you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that makes you hers, at least temporarily. What do you feel? Do you feel that you are hers?
Definitely for night.
For tonight. Just for tonight. So are you like a married executive or
slave.
Something?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Oh, okay. But you're polyamorous.
Currently.
Gotcha. And do you, like, in your everyday life, dress like this? Or in chinos? Or
I've been cross-dressing on and off since I've been about 12 years old.
On and off, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you do it as a lifestyle, or do you just do it on your time off?
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
And what do you do in real life? Like, do you go to work in the morning? Or what happens?
I have my own business.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
entrepreneurs
can dress
the way they want.
It's true.
Don't have any boss.
And you know, there are more and more entrepreneurs in our society. There's more and more people in business for themselves. You know, the internet really gives a lot of people that opportunity. And so there's a lot more people letting their kink flag fly all day long.
It's lovely.
While they're taking orders, you know? You never know who's answering your phone, whether they're locked in chastity or getting a spanking or getting their toes
masturbating
licked.
Masturbating into the hot dogs.
Yeah, well, that you hear. Whoa, the heavy breathing. Oh, yeah. Don't be masturbating into the hot dogs.
No,
okay?
That's not nice.
Sensual. Okay?
That's inappropriate.
That's not very professional.
We'll spank you for that.
Wildly inappropriate.
Yeah. So, learn about consent. So.
Consent is sexy.
I think that there is a lot of consent with Sissy Maid Bianca here.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a huge masochist. She likes medical stuff.
Oh.
So I'm going to give her some spankings, but she's kind of
a sissy.
Show off?
She's.
So. Is she a show-off? Are you a show-off?
Sometimes.
Can we see you model your outfit, like walk around in your high heels?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, okay. Here
I'll
we go.
Look at this.
Yeah, you can put the mic down for a moment. Look at these high heels. Don't you trip. That's right. Oh, she's taking mini steps. Whoa, but walking rather quickly. Wow. Yes, Sissy Maid. Yeah, doing pretty well. Don't trip. Yeah, uh-huh. Look at this outfit. Turn around. Mm-hmm. And yes, look at these red lace knickers.
Rubber panties.
Okay.
Rubber panties.
So it is.
That's what I need.
Madame Sydney Jones's birthday. Have you given her a birthday present?
2 minutes.
You have. What did
She's
you get?
She's given me several.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But have you given her your ass? Well, I think it's about time you did.
Yes, I agree.
What do you think? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think the saying is bottoms up or OTK or?
Yes, I'm going to OTK her.
OTK her.
OTK. What does that mean?
Over the knee.
Over the knee. Ah, gosh.
So
you can tell where I come
from. I'll hold your microphone. Okay, so. Your butt over here. There you go. And you can put the riding crop over there.
It's a cane. She doesn't
like
that one.
Ah, okay. Over. And down,
easy,
girl.
Easy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Look at that.
Are you a moaner? Oh, there's a ball. Whoops.
There's a ball. Yeah, put that away, would you?
Or else it's going to turn into some ball busting. I don't think you want that, do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's a sign. letting the balls hang out means ball busting. Whoop and bang. What was that?
Ow. That was ow. Ow.
Ow.
He's very sensitive.
Louder.
She's very sensitive.
Ow. 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 Ow.
She's a baby.
Yeah.
I think that's called a sissy. Oh.
You little sissy.
Mm. I barely did anything. Where are you going?
Oh, gosh.
Come here. Put your hand down. You're fine. You're fine. It's just a little spanking.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, well, hey, what's that? Oh, look at it. What's going on here?
She does have a very feminine little owl. Ooh. One more wallop with the book, please. Yes. Book hope spankings.
Hope you guys never run for
win.
President.
Ah, good whack there.
You're such a baby.
I'm glad you didn't say pussy. You know, a baby. Here, stay here.
Big baby.
Mm. How are you doing, sissy?
I'm all right, thank you, Dr. Clark.
Oh, okay. So you now do aftercare?
She'll be all right.
Ah, such a cruel, cruel mistress. Well,
she's getting aftercare right now.
Oh.
She gets the privilege of playing on my lap for a little bit longer.
How you feeling there with your privilege?
Very well, thank you, Dr. Block.
Uh-huh. So you get off on just serving the mistress, not on actually being spanked.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. So your actual turn-on is the medical fetish. Is that correct?
I like medical. I'm also a latex fetishist.
Well, you are in latex,
so
and you're
surrounded by latex. What are your favorite medical fetishes?
I know, it's
yes.
very exciting.
What do you like about the medical fetish?
I like the feeling of being violated for my own good.
Is this something that happened on a doctor's visit or something? And then
several doctor's visits over the
really?
Course of my life.
Well, isn't that always what doctors do? They violate you for your own good. I mean, that's the classic definition of
yeah,
a
you
doctor.
Pay them for it.
Or a nurse, for that matter. Isn't that right, Nurse Jay?
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's what you do. It's some sort of a medical code. We violate you for your own good. Right?
Indeed.
Very Hippocratic.
Yeah.
Totally Hippocratic.
Hippocratic. A little hypocritical, but very yeah. Hippocratic. Yeah. And it creates a lot of medical fetishes, doesn't it?
Mm. And bills.
I think so.
Yeah.
A lot of bills.
What do you think? Do you have a lot of clients that like the medical fetish?
Medical fetish is very big, yes. Sounding is a big one.
I love sounding.
Sounding.
Yeah. Bianca loves sounding as well.
Really, really. That's kind of intimate and intense. Now, let's just define it for those who don't know what it is and think it's like a sound effect, you know. Sounding is...
So urethral sounding is you take it's a long metal piece. They range in size from very thin to thicker, and the purpose is to stretch open the urethral hole. They were actual doctor's instruments in the past, but they don't use them anymore.
A.K.A. the pee hole.
Yes, pee hole, urethra.
Pee-pee hole. Doctors don't do that anymore? I think they might sometimes.
No,
I heard it was
so.
For catheters because they couldn't fit
catheters
originally. That's why they kept sizing them.
You know, I mean, that's what you got to have with a catheter. You got something going down your pee hole.
Well, there is also very common for men and women sometimes have abnormally small urethras. So they use it for that as well. To help.
Stretch the urethra.
Yeah, because it will cause a lot of problems with bodily function.
Ooh. Now, did you ever have that done to you by a doctor?
I've never been sounded by a doctor, but I have had several procedures on my urethra.
Ooh. And you, Jay?
Not by any doctors, no. All on my own.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Entrepreneurs do this, too. Of course. Of course. So So, yeah, I mean, do we want to do that tonight?
I don't think we have sound. I don't think we have sounds with us.
They're in the car. Well, maybe on the break you could get a sound. Would you like to do that?
It's up to her.
Well, we have a nurse here.
I'm totally fine sounding.
Oh.
I just need lube and latex gloves.
Ooh, well, that is kinky, let's just say. And are you willing to be the nurse or perhaps the patient? Yeah, I don't know.
the patient, I guess. I wouldn't really be. It's not my thing to do with other people.
Oh, yeah. But you could have two patients.
Sounds
have to
good.
Sounds good.
The more patients, the more money you make, you know.
Wow. Except I think we're not quite done with the spanking, actually.
No.
In fact,
I believe Miss Jackie.
How much time do we have left?
Blue.
Aha. Uh-huh. Miss Jackie Blue is going to get a spanking, but she is on camera right now.
Yeah. Right now she's getting goosed. What's going on?
And she has gotten spanked for weeks of Kink Month, but she will. I believe that our nurse has
been spanked.
Got
a public.
Yes, I
make sure
right.
that this is all feasible.
Here's your mic.
Without getting arrested or something.
And Nurse Jay Tirico. First of all, let's have a look at this outfit.
I don't know nothing.
Model. Yes. Oh, yes. Very nice. Look at this lovely black and pink. Oh, and red panties for Christmas. Okay. And a total nurse, Red Cross.
Microphone came apart.
Thong.
Insert your credit card.
Oh, did the microphone actually come apart? Wow.
Insert the chip.
Okay. Can we get a new microphone out here or somebody put the mic together? I need a...
Yeah, okay.
Let me have this.
I think
okay.
I got it. I got it.
You got it. Very
okay.
good. You're very resourceful.
I try.
Okay. So I think we're going to do this to music. Let's have the Kinkster on our audio. Here we go. By Carmina Formosa, Mark Will. We got the Kinkster inspired by the Bonobo Way, brothers and sisters. And here she is, Madam Sydney Jones. Gonna spank.
Turn it up a little bit. Turn it up a little bit, please. Yeah, thank you. Microphone near the speaker over there.
Okay, let's pull the victim over here, actually, so we can see the victim's face. Maybe pull this stool over here in the middle. Stool, can we move the stool? Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Stool. Move the stool. You can move your own stool. There you go.
Turn down the music. Turn everything down. Turn down the music a little bit. Yeah, okay. Turn it down. And recheck everybody's voices.
And she is straddling the nurse. Whoa.
Ow.
And giving her some hard hand spankings. Oh, there's a ball. JJ. Whoa.
There's them balls again.
The doctor is displeased, nurse. Well, okay. The nurse is getting it from the doctor. Mm-hmm. Gotta have that kink. Hey, for Kink Month, you may want to explore your medical fetish or your sissy maid fetish, your latex fetish, certainly your spanking fetish.
How you doing?
Good. How's it going there, down there, Jay?
Doing all right.
Is it hard?
A little.
It's too hard?
No, I'm good.
No, no, okay. You're keeping your hat on.
It stays on pretty well.
Your glasses are getting a little fogged up.
yeah, well.
Oh, boy.
Does it hurt enough for you to scream?
Not enough, nah. I've been hit with a double dragon tail before. I can't remember his name, but he worked for Upper Floor.
How about a moan?
I can moan.
Okay, that was good. Okay, whoa, here comes a cane.
I've never actually been caned, to be honest.
Okay, turn away this way. Look this way.
Oh.
That was real.
Oh, that was definitely real.
Woo! Oh, wow. And jeez. One more. Whoa! Let's hear it for Jay Tirico for taking her Spanx and Madam Sydney Jones for giving them for her birthday. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Sissy Maid Bianca seems to have enjoyed watching that. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was hot.
It was fun.
That was hot.
Okay, here's your microphone.
That was really hot.
How's your ass doing?
It's warm.
You'll have some little whiskers on there tomorrow, probably.
Awesome. Oh, finally fell off.
Oh, the hat. Oh, yeah. We're getting a little disheveled here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. How much time do we have?
His hand is above the mic. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Wow. Okay.
My hands are red.
Your hands, yes. I don't know if we have time for a Bonoboville communion, but let's see. Yeah, maybe we do. A Bonoboville communion. Do you think that Sissy Maid Bianca was good enough to deserve that?
She did very good tonight, so I think yes.
Yes. Well, you know how we do Bonoboville communion. She licks it off of a part of somebody's body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can she lick it off of you?
I don't really know if there's any nude places for her to
hurt your
it off
ass, or I don't know.
Do you think you've been good enough to lick it off my ass?
I hope so.
You hope so? What?
I hope so, ma'am.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Okay. Agua coco leaf liqueur coming up for Bonoboville communion. For Sissy Maid Bianca. And Madam Sydney Jones has been giving her birthday spankings with such relish and passion that she is now willing to bequeath her ass, the ass of the goddess, to Sissy Maid. I think you should get on your knees for this, Sissy Maid Bianca. And where's your mic? Here's your mic. Okay. And so first, you need to present your ass to...
Well, I have pantyhose on. Does that mean I need to remove my top of my... Are we putting it in my crack? What's happening here?
You could do that. It should be a lickable place. Can it be a lickable place? Yeah. Okay. And up to show the fabulous, lusciously sweaty...
Sweaty. He's gonna have to lick it off my sweaty pantyhose because they're up really high. I can't pull it down.
Okay. So lick first, and put the mic down.
Lick those sweaty pantyhose.
He loves it.
Lick those sweaty pantyhose. Yes. And could you? Yeah. There you go. Okay. And now, see, the salt doesn't really stick to the pantyhose, but it's going up.
Oh, he'll be very eager to get it. Don't worry.
And there goes the salt. And now, this is the fun part. We call it waterboarding the bonobo way. This is the way we do the waterboarding. So you sit down now, and Sissy Maid, you lean back against the mistress's legs, lean back your head. Turn around. That's it. That's it. And you, yes.
Watch your mic
and
on the ground.
Lean back your head. Okay. And now you open your eyes. You close your eyes and open your mouth. Lean back more. Chin up. Yep, yep. Okay, here we go. Waterboarding.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Drink it.
Drink it all down.
Tell us who's in charge of everything.
Yeah. Be a good sissy. Your a little more. There you
yes.
go.
Yes. Oh, there she goes. Sissy made Bianca.
Yeah.
Takes her right. waterboarding.
You missed some, honey. Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bonobo boarding.
This is Bonobo waterboarding. Lick it all up. And it's Kink Month, brothers and sisters, here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. We are smack in the middle of Kink Month, and we are going to do some more smacking and sound play.
Yes.
Oh, my goddess. This is really kind of exciting. And Sissy Maid is, you know, suitably tanked to be able to take it now, having been waterboarded Bonobo Way style. And Jay Tirico is here, and of course, Sarah Bella needs to be spanked for something to do with last week's no on Prop 60 explanation. That's right. Yeah. Vote no on Prop 60. First of all, vote. It's easy. Just register. I just did it because I moved. So register to vote. Vote no on Prop 60. And one of the reasons is that, yeah, Prop 60 would enable people's neighbors to sue them just for having sex on camera, any kind of sex. And as we said last week, even married people, you know. And so Sarah got that a little mixed. But fortunately, she did everything else great. And the fact she got a little thing mixed up means you're all going to pay attention and vote no on Prop 60. And you're all going to stick with us until we come back to give Sarah Bella her spanking and to give Jay Tirico his sounding and Sissy Maid. And also, I think Jackie gets a spanking, too. Oh, my goddess, we got a lot to do on Kink Month. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. We'll be right back.
brothers and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was an
amen,
orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, welcome back to Pink Month, smack in the middle. And tonight, our featured guest is Madam Sydney Jones of the Femdom 4.
Hello.
In San Diego. And she is a pro-dom who's been a lifestyle dom for a long time and only just recently become a pro-dom. But
is so pro. Whoa. So here she is with her sissy maid, Bianca.
Yes.
And Bianca is preparing a sound.
Yes, she is, like a good girl. Mm.
And we have Glide Natural Vegan Lube of some sort.
Yes.
Here, which is good stuff. And we have Jay Tirico dressed as a nurse. So, and how's your bottom, Jay?
It's sore.
Good.
Yes, it's Madam Sydney Jones's
that came to the good mark.
Birthday, but instead of taking the spankings, she's giving them. That's right. And Jay has got a caning mark right on that beautiful bare bottom.
Yay.
Oh, yes, those cheeks are glowing almost as red as that thong. Woo! And, here's, nice. We got lubes, we've got
more
alcohols,
lube.
And different things
yeah,
we
okay.
have. Okay, and we
I
have gloves, and latex gloves for you, Weinstein, okay? By the way, remove Weinstein. That's another thing we need to do besides vote no on Prop 60. So,
Yes.
We have Sissy Maid here who's got a medical fetish. And it is kink month. We don't always do this kind of thing. And I'm sure that nobody always does this kind of thing.
Well.
Some people. But yeah. It's a special thing. It's
I
a
do it on and off.
Yeah. On and off. On and off. Right.
Yes.
Okay. You do it to yourself ever?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, you do. Jay does a lot for himself. Whoops.
No kidding. Mm.
And so Sissy Maid is preparing... The instruments.
I'm going to need a little help with my mic, though, because once I put my gloves on, I won't be able to touch it.
Yes, yes, I will hold the mic. Right, we don't want to lube up the microphone. Mm.
And I have to stay as sterile as possible, even though sterile is not really an option in this environment.
Well, you know, we're relatively sterile, you know. That's we've got the latex gloves.
We're clean. It's hard to be sterile
towel.
Unless you're...
Yeah, right. Okay,
Sissy
is coming to the Virgin of Guadalupe towel. Uh-huh. And, whoa.
There it all goes.
There it all goes, yep. Mm-hmm.
Put
all
your
right.
legs down.
Put your legs down. Okay. Sissy is going to, let's just move the Virgin under your legs here. Oh, lift the leg. There we go. Okay. And there we go. Mm. Max, I can tell, is already feeling the pain. Anyone who wants to come up here, Tammy, would you like a front row seat for this? I'm sure you would like to. Just have a look.
She looks beautiful.
You know, just be in the audience here, right up front here. We just want to show off Tammy, who is wearing... A beautiful fetishistic fur. Don't throw paint on her.
Yeah.
Just because she's beautiful. And by the way, the hair is not the fur. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing great.
Happy Kink Month.
Happy Kink Month, everyone.
Ooh, I love Tammy.
I think we're about to get really kinky right now.
We are. So have a seat. Okay.
Relax.
And, balls are sticking out
Let's
here.
Let's get kinky.
All the balls are out now.
All
well, you know... That's what happens.
No.
And the little latex panties are being pulled down from Sissy Maid. I'm just warning you all, if you're not kinky, I don't know if you want to watch this, but
it's going to get real.
It's going to get real kinky.
No,
but I see all the people from the bar have come into the womb room. That's very interesting. So they are very interested.
Not me.
No, Max is staying away from the doctor. He's scared.
I've been through this with the doctors.
You've been sounded?
Have you been sounded, Max?
Sounded?
Oh, yeah, he was catheterized. Oh. Yeah.
They stuck all kinds of things out there.
All
cameras
kinds of things.
And lights. And
lights, camera, action?
Yeah, right. It's just like a movie. That's what I said to him.
Mm.
You're making a movie in there? You got a license to do that?
Actually, I did this to you, Max.
Yeah, you also
I just remembered.
Did that. Right.
I did. I flushed you out.
Right.
That was what we had to do as part of your recovery. And part of, beating cancer.
Interesting.
Yeah. We beat, what was it we beat? Bladder cancer.
Right.
Good. Wow.
Beat it back. And so, you know, it is true. Doctors do terrible, invasive things that are good for you. And sometimes, you know, your significant other has to do those things because they have to be done, you know, in between your doctor visits. So here we go. In between a doctor visit, we have Sissy Mae's giant clit presented for the sound. And in we go.
Ow.
Ooh, it's going in. It's going in. It's going in the pee hole and out.
Ooh.
And in and out. Talk about invasive. Wow. What was that?
Be a good girl and take it. Be a good girl and take it. Good girl. There it is.
Ooh. Oh, she's relaxing more.
Uh-huh.
I can see that.
I got to eat a cookie.
The whole thing is relax. The pee hole is opening up and taking the sound almost like a pussy hole taking a dick.
Exactly. It's a way that I get to penetrate my subs.
Wow. What do you think, Jay Tirico?
I'm not sure what to think.
What do you think, Tammy?
I think that cock is turning purple.
It does look quite purple.
How are you feeling, Sissy?
I'm okay, thank you, doctor.
Oh.
Whoa, oh, sorry.
Max, you sound like you need to go to the doctor.
Max, you're next.
She's being a good girl.
She is being a good
girl.
She
likes to be. To believe that.
It seems like the cock has gotten hard, excuse me for saying.
It does.
Yeah, look at that.
They like it.
It was a little soft before, and now it's gotten harder. Do you notice that, Tammy? Yes.
A lot harder, for sure.
A lot harder. Right, even though there's this pain and this there is arousal. Is there not, Sissy Maid Bianca?
Yes, Dr. Susie.
Good job.
Good job, Madam Sydney Jones. Yes, indeed. She is doing the sounding. Kink month. Woo, yeah. In and out. Yes, wow. And it's very precise and very gentle and yet so very invasive. It's extremely invasive, but very gentle and beautiful in a way, I have to say. Very beautiful. So, photographers, take your pictures. Absolutely. And, do you want to keep doing this or should we stop now?
You don't ask her.
Oh, okay. How are you doing?
We can stop if
we
you'd
can
like.
Stop. Let's okay. Go. So one more penetration down the chute and up and whoa, sounding with Madam Sydney Jones in Sissy Maid Bianca's pee-pee. Woo, let's hear it for our guests. Wow, very good. I would like some more applause, you camera people. Yeah. And now you're released. How do you feel?
I feel fine, thank you, Dr.
Yes.
Only fine.
Only fine.
Ooh.
I think she's slightly embarrassed.
Oh, well, her cock isn't. But anyway, thank you very much, Sissy.
That always tells a different story.
Okay, we're just going to pull those panties up and check how she's doing. Okay, you can pull those panties up. You are okay enough to pull them up. And now pull yourself up. Sissy Maid Bianca. Whoa. Yes, thank you so much for doing this, Sissy Maid Bianca.
You're welcome, Dr.
And thank you, Sydney, Madam Sydney, for sharing this moment. How are you feeling now?
I'm fine, thank you, Dr.
You're fine. Does that mean you're okay or not so okay?
It means I'm okay, thank you.
But does it? Are you happy or are you not so happy?
I'm happy.
You're
it
happy.
It was a good checkup.
It was a good checkup, but a little intense. Yeah.
I sense a little violation going on here. Totally.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling very well.
Okay.
I'm feeling very well.
Very well. Okay. Well, that's better than fine and okay.
Euphoric, even?
That's better. Mm.
Does it hurt now?
No.
No, no hurt?
Not at all.
Are you embarrassed? No?
Not really.
No, not really. Okay. Because we think you're like a superhero. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's have some more applause for Sissy Mae Bianca under the tutelage of Dr. Madam Sydney Jones. Woo! Wow. Do you want to do that now?
Sure.
Sure. You're ready?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Whoa. Well, we're going to have to switch gloves.
Yep.
Okay. And what about the sound? We have to clean
that.
He doesn't.
I don't at the moment, no.
I think we're going to have to disinfect the sound somewhere.
You're going to have to ask Bianca if she's okay to share.
It's fine as long as you're okay with just an alcohol cleaning.
I've never actually had alcohol cleaning on a sound, so.
Ideally, it should be sterilized.
Okay, we're negotiating.
Negotiations are happening real quick.
I think I'll avoid it for now.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be really careful just because it's...
I could just show pictures.
Okay.
I have pictures of me doing it recently.
Okay. Well, I think we have other things that we'll do live, but, you know, we'll get to that. You'll get sounded on this show. You'll bring your sound next time. All right.
Okay,
so thank you very much, Mother Mary.
Guadalupe.
Yes. You've served your purpose very nicely. Mother Mary.
I thought it was ironic. I have a tattoo of her on my forearm.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Wow. Can you show that? Or?
I'll try.
Wow. Let me hold this. Okay. And here she is, Mother Mary on the forearm. Look, the same one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Did you grow up Catholic?
No.
You just like the symbolism.
Yeah. Well, it's really, she's a very big icon in San Diego.
Yeah.
So it's kind of my homage to that.
All right. Well, we've only got 15 more minutes, and I definitely want to get our star girl photographer, Sarah Bella, spanked.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. And she can talk about a little more about Prop 60. Shout out to Susie Q. James and Julia Ann, who are on the show representing the Free Speech Coalition. Let me get on this side. I feel like, am I... short-circuiting here, or is it just my headphones? Very loud. Okay. So, no, I don't think you get to sit down. No. I think this... Well, you can talk for a minute. Where's a microphone? Here we go. So tell us why you're going to be spanked.
I'm going to be spanked because I analyzed Prop 60 and I messed up my facts last week. There are no exceptions. There are no marriage exceptions to Prop 60.
No empathy for the married.
That's actually a direct quote,
right?
If I recall from the AVN article.
Empathy,
so
yeah.
I fucked up.
A little bit.
As I want to do sometimes. I'm a very fast person. So I do have a bad back, so don't hurt me that badly.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, you can hurt my ass, not my back.
Yes.
Oh, well, I won't be touching your back, so you should be okay.
All right.
Keep it at the buttocks.
What position should we get into for this?
I think, if
like
you're being punished and you really want to be embarrassed, that she should just put her butt
I'm not trying to be embarrassed. I'm just trying to make amends.
Okay, negotiate.
There's a fun, right? Thank you, which is very important in BDSM.
Well, would you like over the knee? Because we can do over the knee, or you can bend over the bed.
I would prefer to bend over the bed.
Well, there you go, then.
Thank you. I'm also a cancer survivor, by the way. So,
woo-hoo!
Yeah. Shout out to Max.
Yay.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Fuck cancer,
and
indeed.
All those invasive doctors. Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
I have my war wound.
Oh, this is your...
Speaking
your,
of doctors,
invasion.
Thank you. Speaking of... Yeah, exactly. Thank you. This is my invasion right here. I had what's called a portacath, and it's a arterial catheter, so that they didn't have to pierce the vein every time they gave me chemo. So I went through 8 rounds of chemo.
Yikes.
3 blood transfusions, and had my antibiotics all put through.
And you've lived to take your spanking.
Cybernetic kind of, yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Sort of like a joyful spanking, too.
And remember, Sarah Bella is being spanked so that you will vote no on Prop 60. And here she is with her lacy panties.
Very cute.
Here we go. Let me hold this one. So, yeah. And Sarah Bella.
I've been so bad.
Is getting spanked by birthday gal.
No exceptions to Prop 60. No exceptions
Madden
out to Prop 60.
Sydney Jones.
Out. Fuck Prop 60. Out.
No exceptions.
It's
no
not
exceptions.
About condoms. Hashtag lawsuit law. Ow. Hashtag it's not about condoms.
This is spanking
after tonight,
politics.
Hashtag it's about spankings. Ow. Ow.
The only thing is we can't see your face this way. You move your body like a snake, like a snake, like a snake. I think your fans
this
need to see
true.
Your face.
Okay. I have fans.
You have fans.
When did this happen?
There you go. That's good. Yeah,
okay.
Hold that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now, yeah. Oop, let's get the towel out of the way.
Ow.
You should use the book on her.
Ow. I don't heal as fast as Jackie. Ow. Ow.
How do we vote?
Ow. No, 160. Oh, I always said that.
Say it again.
Fuck Prop 60. Ow.
All right. And thank you, Sarah Bella, for taking our spanking so that we will
vote. Oh my God.
No on Prop 60.
Hashtag it's not about condoms. Hashtag lawsuit law.
Remember the spanking.
Shout out to APAC Guild.
And vote.
And APAC. You guys are awesome.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
All right. So you don't have to sit down now.
No, I'm going to stand, actually.
Okay,
I prefer to get.
That's good. Let's hear it for Sarah Bella.
Thank you.
For taking her spankings and admitting her wrongdoing. Okay. So we have a few more minutes for you to spank. I think you can really let it go now because Jackie Blue.
I want to use my cane on her
is
if that's
ready
okay
to take it. So somebody has to take the camera for Jackie to take
I know it's my favorite.
Her spanking.
Sad.
I enjoyed it.
And okay, here she is, Jackie Blue. She is kissing the cane. This is a ritual that you enjoy. Yeah.
Thank you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Trying to think how I want to spank you.
You've done so many. This is such a nice variety of spankings.
Why don't you go ahead and get on
you?
Your hands and knees for me? Good girl.
Right.
Oh, look at the way she's presenting. See, you can tell she really wants.
She has that.
She's so ready.
Hungry ass.
Very hungry.
I think we should turn up that. Oh, she's doing it. Except your label is showing, Jackie. That means you're going to have to get spanked extra hard.
No, why did you put that label there? Like weird.
And Jackie Blue is getting caned by the birthday gal. Ooh. Oh, she's getting caned for Kink Month. Kink Month caning. Candy caning. Yeah, we're getting it. And now she gets the soft.
You are a masochist. That's great.
And
Madam Sydney Jones is excited to be able to use her cane hard on that hungry ass.
Sound cane.
Do you like that, huh?
What is that?
Thank you, mistress. Thank you so much.
Not in front of the face.
This is what scares the Republicans.
I think there's a Republican in the house.
Yeah. He gets scared.
Caning.
Ass up. Come on.
Arch the back. Hard. Whoa. Yeah. She is taking it from Madam Sydney Jones. Yes, indeed. The caning. Getting red. Jackie Blue. He's going to be black and blue.
He's going to have nice marks right there.
Oh, yeah. Marked by the birthday gal. You said you wanted to take the spankings, and you are.
You move back. You move forward a little bit.
Moaning. And a couple more whacks, and another, and another, and happy birthday, Madam Sydney Jones.
Happy birthday. Thank you so much, Madam Sydney.
And yes, let's hear it for Madam Sydney Jones and her cane on Jackie Blue. Woohoo! Might be continued in the after party, like it was with Mistress Porcelain, who gave us these beautiful flowers. She had such a good time here last Kink Month Saturday night. And
thank you.
That was fun.
It was. Yeah. I loved it. Thank you.
Whoa. Okay. Back to your station. There she goes. Don't pull that down, though. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And
you're welcome. That was fun.
That was. So everybody's gotten spanked here except Tammy. Do you want to take a birthday spanking?
I'll take a nice handprint.
You'll take a nice
Uno?
Uno.
I love handprints, so.
Yeah. Okay. One.
Yeah, one handprint.
I'll do my best.
All right, here she is, the gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Blonde, beautiful Tammy. Shaking hands like they're about to go into the wrestling ring or something. Okay. And pull the pants down here? Yeah.
Doesn't mean I don't respect her.
Whoa. Look at this amazing ass, brothers and sisters. This is the amazing Tammy.
Beautiful.
Ass. Tammy Parrott. Ooh, so beautiful. And she is going to get her handprint.
Just like that.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. She's got
to
do it again.
Give it to me again. It's your birthday.
Oh, that might have done it.
Oh, yeah.
You might need to get the other side to make sure it matches.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to have a backup.
It is your birthday.
Always have a backup. Experience the comedy event. One more time.
One more shot.
Ah. Whoa. Oh, that is a handprint right there, brothers and sisters.
We're good.
I see it. And beautiful. There is one right there. You've got a handprint on each cheek. Can you stand up? Okay. And sort of turn around so we can see your beautiful face and then the beautiful face of your ass. Look at that handprint. She did do it. Wow. How's that feel?
Feels great.
Kinky. Yes, indeed. Love you, Tammy.
Love you. Happy Kink Month.
Happy Kink Month, indeed. Wow. Well, I mean, we're almost out of time, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah. You didn't get sounded, but maybe another time. And we do like to, be clean.
Indeed. I agree.
Yep. So, if you're going to use a sound, brothers and sisters, or anything that is invasive, you got to be sure it's clean, and that's not because of that jerkoid Weinstein.
That's because it's just common sense.
Yes.
And let's see. So I think we're out of time, right, Captain Max?
I think so.
Although
we've got,
I see
that about 4 minutes.
There is a Republican in the House.
A Republican.
Uh-oh, here he comes again.
There he is again.
Here he comes. There he is. Donald Trump, Agent Orange Hair, is here. And somehow he has maintained his orange hair and face. But he has been turned black. Wow.
Yay.
Yay. No, this is great. I might like him now.
Yeah.
Okay. Except that because of all that pussy grabbing, I think we need to give him a whack.
Yes, the bonobo way.
With the bonobo way. That's right. Donald, look towards your constituency. Whack, whack, and take that to all the pussy grabbers out there. We will discipline you. And we're going to do it at the polls. We're going to do it all over America. We're going to show the world that we don't support pussy grabbers. Okay? So beat Trump. Woo! Thank you very much, Donald. And yes, Black Lives Matter.
Whoa.
We're glad you agree.
Yeah.
Come back for the group shot. Yeah. Okay, so now, thank you, first of all, Madam Sydney Jones.
Thank you so much
for joining us for Kink Month. And where do we find you?
www.sydneyjonesworld.com.
All right. And thank you, Sissy. Bianca, how are you doing? How's your pee hole, your butt?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're doing well. I like that word, well. Okay. And
nice.
Do we find you anywhere, or we shouldn't even try? No. Okay. And Tammy Parrott.
Tammy.
You can usually find me here at the bar.
Yeah, that's right. Here at the bar.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you again.
It's always nice seeing everyone here.
Right. And if we need a ride?
I'm the one if you need a ride.
Yeah.
I might not take you where you want to go, but I'll get you there.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We love Tammy Parrott wow. and her beautiful butt. Ooh.
I love my ass.
Oh, yeah. It's feeling good.
Nice and
nice
hot.
Nice and hot.
Thankfully.
Birthday spanked up. And Jay Tirico, great to have you back.
Thank you.
And, yeah, you're holding your butt. I can see that. And, yes, the lovely Red Cross crotch. Mm-hmm. And also thanks to Sarah Bella, who's now the shutterbug, but also has a rather red butt, I believe.
Jackie,
yeah, okay, you should show your butt. Yep. And it is quite red. Oh, yeah, very red. And now Jackie, the penultimate caned butt, right here. And there it is, very, very red. We're getting ready for Christmas, I think. Everything's getting red. All right. So, gosh, Captain Max, do you have any last words and testament?
Very few words. We've got to change ourselves. We've got to change the world. We have to have peace. We've been at war for so long.
Yes.
So many killings all over the world. And it can only change with us, not with Trump, not with Hillary.
Mm-mm.
It changes with us.
It does. It does. We obviously can't let Trump into the White House. And I guess Hillary's going to get in. And, you know, she ain't no perfect person. At least she's a woman. That helps. At least she's not Trump. That also helps. And, you know, she's pro-people, but she's also kind of pro-war. She did vote for that Iraq war. So we have to take her to task and spank that war out of her. Don't let her take us further.
Perhaps we should let
in.
Her know that, you know...
We have to send her a copy of The Bonobo Way.
Right.
Read it.
You know,
or
read it.
Get spanked by it, Hillary. That's right. Bill understands. He's bonobo. Yeah. Bonobo way for Hillary. Yes, indeed. And kink month for you, brothers and sisters. It's a happy kink month. Let your kink flag fly. Release your inner bonobo. If you want to learn more about bonobos, we've got a new video up opera for bonobos and a new blog with all kinds of pictures of bonobos doing it and, you know, us kissling and celebrating our 24th anniversary with opera for bonobos. That's right, brothers and sisters. And celebrate Kink Month. And if you are a pussy grabber or if you know one, then before they grab another pussy, tell them to call the Therapists Without Borders of the Dr. Susan Block Institute. That's right. We're here for you, you small-handed pussy grabbers, and everybody else, if you want to kind of let your kink flag fly privately. So, whether it's private, public, kinky, or vanilla, I want you to be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anybody, certainly non-consensually, no non-consensual hurting. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
Say I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
All right. And
see the clap sign.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.